Crossing now to Steve Butler, who is at the Commonwealth Games at the Gold Coast. We're very jealous of you, mate. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm actually, you'd be jealous of me at the moment because I've actually walked away to talk to you after just standing with Madison Di Rosario, having a good chat to her here at the Athletes Village. And she's going to be the new face of para-athletics when Kurt Fearnley retires after Sunday's marathon. And she is just the most electric, bubbly, brilliant athlete. She won the gold medal in the 1500 T54 last night, set the Carrara Stadium alight. And just talking to her now, it's really starting to sink in. It was only 2 weeks ago that her grandma passed away, and her granddad was sitting in the stands last night while she won that brilliant gold medal. So a pretty extraordinary and nice family story.
I feel like the games this year are filled with stories just like that. Everyone's personal battles to get to where they are and just absolutely doing a great job for Australia.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it does give you a bit of a lift, doesn't it? You can just imagine what her granddad would have felt like in the stands last night after losing his wife a couple of weeks ago, and then seeing his granddaughter just power to her, you know, who's obviously had her troubles through life. And yeah, you know, she was diagnosed with a motor neuron disease when she was 4 years of age and is in a wheelchair. And she did the business last night for Australia. It was fantastic to watch.
Absolutely. Now, the West has been absolutely nailing the coverage, mate. Kudos to you and your team for doing that. What's been some standouts for you?
Oh, I thought yesterday I was really delighted to be out at the road time trial for the cycling to see Cameron Meyer get his just deserved gold medal. He's the West Australian cyclist who's an absolute superstar on the world tour of cycling. And I think he's a 9-time track world champion. And yesterday, after being sort of beat up by all the British nations in the points race at the track on Sunday night, he came out yesterday. And when you're riding against the time and no one else, there's no one to attack you off the front of any peloton or anything like that. And he just absolutely tore him to bits. And it was great to see. His mum and dad were in the crowd there. They'd done the Grey Nomad over from Perth in the caravan, and they were there to see him. So it was a great win by Cameron Meyer. It was pretty special, actually. I really enjoyed it.
What's the vibe like at the moment? We understand Sunrise had a few protesters the other day, but what's the general vibe like there?
No, it's been pretty good. I haven't seen any trouble at all. Like, it's been a good vibe around the city. The hub that I'm in Broadbeach has been bubbling, and you know, there's bands at either end of the malls and all that sort of stuff. So it's actually rocking and rolling a little bit. But no, I mean, that's typical Gold Coast, isn't it? I haven't bumped into any meter maids, Al. I'm a bit disappointed about that.
Keep looking, mate. Hey, also, just quickly...
Oh, well, you know that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, before I let you go as well, I want to talk about Evan O'Hanlon and his Mo. You have a chance to chat with him yet?
No, but I was actually at that race the other night when he won, and he went so fast for himself that he couldn't handle his own speed, and he fell over at the finish line, but he did blitz the field, and that was some Mo, wasn't it? That was
I thought it was the Mo weighing him down towards the end of the race.
Yeah, it could have been. Well, it was actually the Mo was straight out of a dubious 70s movie, wasn't it?
It really, really was. It was spectacular to see. Butts, we'll contact you next week. But, mate, enjoy yourself. Sounds like you have an absolute blast. And go Australia.
Yeah, good fun. Going to see the Kookaburras tonight, so hopefully they can keep their tails up and heading for a 6 gold medal here at the Commonwealth Games. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Butler.
Cheers, mate.
This one might get your attention just a little bit. The headline yesterday, vacuum retailer Godfrey's considers founder's $13 million bid to take the company private.
It doesn't raise my eyebrows straight away.
Yeah, okay, maybe not the headline, but the co-founder CEO just happens to be 99 years old.
He's 99.
99.
Okay, now my eyebrows are raised. Yeah.
99 years old, still heavily involved in the business decisions. Why?
You've moved on to other things. Let someone else take care of it.
You would think that would be the case. He is the co-founder after all. I'm sure he's got a little issue about letting go.
Obviously.
to say the very least. But my mind just explodes with ideas of what it would be like to have a CEO that is 99 years old.
Hard to fathom.
Just imagine the meetings.
First and foremost, we had a solid year of operational excellence, including industry-leading safety performance. And who's making that noise?
It's me. You want a toffee?
It's okay. We'll just go grab a drink. Whose teeth are in this glass?
Ah, they're mine.
The performance reviews.
You're doing really, really well. You remind me a lot of Theodore Belvedere, actually. He was the original marketing manager.
God, please stop! The staff interaction.
Here's your black coffee, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Oh, bugger off, Mr. Johnson.
And his poor kid.
Dad, don't you think you should retire soon?
Son, you can have the business when I die.
Oh, great, yeah, but you're going to outlive the lot of us.
I know.
Oh, curse you!
Something like that.
Something like that.
I'm sure he's a lovely old guy, but 99 years old, mate. Take a holiday.
Come on, John Johnson, JJ. Leave it to someone else, mate.
Yeah, please. Annetta on the line from Consumer Protection. Good morning, Annetta.
Good morning.
Now, I thought today what we could talk about is your rights when it comes to being a tenant, renting. A lot of people are in the dark on this issue.
They are, and we do get a lot of calls in the Southwest office here in Bunbury from tenants and landlords. And it's important to know that they have shared responsibilities when it comes to rental home maintenance and repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are really obvious should go in that initial property condition report, which the landlord has to complete at the beginning of the tenancy. And also they have to then fill it out again at the end of the tenancy. It's really important because it shows what condition the property was in at the beginning and then at the end. And you can make a differentiation between what was wear and tear and what might have been damage.
That's really interesting because a lot of people I would probably just move in without even thinking about taking some photos or evidence or anything like that.
It is a really good idea to pay attention to that report. And it's important for landlords to know that they do have to provide it. There's a penalty for not providing it. But for tenants as well, once you're in the property, you have to keep it reasonably clean and you have to hand it back in a similar condition, less that normal use, so fair wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
You need to report maintenance as soon as you become aware of it. Check for pests, the day-to-day kind of upkeep, your weeding, your mowing, that sort of thing would be a tenant's responsibility.
Okay, just in regards to the gardens, what if, say, the garden was in not very good nick when you get in there, and then, are you expected to grow all of a sudden a good garden while you're in the place?
No, you can return it in the same condition as you received it. So if you didn't have a fantastic garden and you had a dead lawn, that's what you can return. So it's really important, those photos as well, because they'll show the exact condition of the garden at the beginning of the tenancy. So you don't have to make improvements by any means. It's a good idea as well to have a look around the property. If things like TV aerials, air conditioners, solar hot water systems are easily visible, or even phone outlets, then they should reasonably work, unless it's specifically stated that they don't. Repairs are the landlord's responsibility and they cannot contract out of that. For instance, saying, oh, we're not going to replace the air conditioner and that sort of thing.
Very interesting. I imagine a lot of different case-by-case questions would arise. If people have any questions, how can they get in contact with you?
They can contact us on 1300 30 40 54. And they can also have a look on the department's website. There's a lot of information there for tenants and landlords. The other thing that you can do is download a free app called iRentWA. That has all your tenancy rights at your fingertips. You can store photos, you can set reminders and the like.
Oh, there you go. Very handy. Thank you very much, Annetta.
Thank you.
Malcolm Turnbull, he just can't win, can he? 30 news polls, he's lost consecutively, and it appears that he's copped an absolute shellacking on social media last night. He was at the Commonwealth Games, seems to be having a good time, just trying to relax as the PM, as you do. But unfortunately for him, You're the Voice actually started to play over the stadium, and the cameras, of course, went to him. Turns out he doesn't really know the lyrics, at least that's what it looked like. He was singing something else. Twitter and Facebook went absolutely mental. One person tweeting, Malcolm Turnbull not knowing the words to You're the Voice is a disgrace. One person also wrote, how do you not know the words to You're the Voice? Come on, that's like ridiculous. I think a lot of people don't realize that Malcolm Turnbull does know the lyrics to You're the Voice. He just has his own lyrics to him. You're the Joyce, try and understand it. Stay in the back bench where you belong. Malcolm Turnbull. Malcolm Turnbull. 30 news polls ratings. Don't care. I'm at the Commonwealth Games. Malcolm Turnbull. Malcolm Turnbull relations. That was me just reading his lips, and that's what I got from it. So, I don't know. Something like that. Emma on the line from the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Morning to ya.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Coming out in the paper today, well, Margaret River Pro kicks off today. Very exciting.
It certainly does. Competition gets underway, and the only WA surfer is our local Bronte McCauley.
Oh,
so we're hoping she does well.
And you were actually lucky enough to be at the press conference as well yesterday.
Yes, I was. We had the Tourism Minister, Paul Papalia, there, and he is pushing for the pro to stay after the next 2 years. So that will be exciting.
Yeah, let's hope. Also, Relay for Life. Yeah. Now, plenty of things to get excited about with that.
Yes, there was. I had 240 people do Relay for Life in Busselton on the weekend. and they raised $58,000 for cancer research. So that's great. We've got lots of photos from that event.
No, that's good. Everyone can check out those photos in the paper and also the latest on the Eastern Link.
Yes, the Environmental Protection Authority have decided the effects of the Eastern Link wouldn't be too significant. So they've looked at the impacts to fauna, flora and vegetation and have decided that the consequences would be minor.
Excellent. Well, people can read up all about that and check out those photos of the Relay for Life all in the paper today. Thanks for the chat today, Emma. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
This study out of Queensland, researchers have found that after doing a 3-month project, that people that participate in dancing regularly have higher energy levels, greater flexibility, improved posture, and enhanced sense of achievement, meaning that they're aging better.
They all sound like positive good things. Yeah, I get the feeling you're all dubious.
Look, I don't want to. It's a good result. Of course, you know, I don't think a scientist needed to figure out that people that get out there and do more exercise end up being healthier.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think that one's been debunked
that
already.
One's used to no one, you reckon?
I do question. So a scientist has figured this out, a researcher.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that little researcher sitting in scientist school?
Scientist school.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah. A scientist. To his left, he's got old mate going, I'm going to cure cancer. To his right, the person, I'm going to figure out a way to decrease obesity in the world. Person behind him, I'm going to make recyclable goods biodegradable to fix the world. And he's like, I want to study people dancing and see how healthy that gets. You know what I mean? Like, I question, I don't think he wanted to do that.
I'm still laughing at your notion of a science school where the four of them are all lined up together.
That's how I imagine it. This seems to be.
Yeah, I'm with you in terms of like, questioning the legitimacy maybe of this study, but they're good things, aren't they? I mean, I like the fact that, you know, you obviously get the body moving. It's obviously a platonic way
I'm just saying, if you're the researcher, right, and you're going home for Christmas dinner and your mum and the whole family's there, it's like, oh, little Derek's here, you know, like, and then he's sitting there and, oh, Derek, what do you do for a living? Like, oh, I'm a scientist, I'm a researcher. Oh, yeah, okay, what are you doing right now? Doesn't matter. I'm watching people dance for the last 3 months, figuring out if it's good for your health.
Takes all kinds, little Derek.
Really, really does. On you, Derek.